This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. Susana Pelayo Woodward is our guest this morning. Susana was born and raised in Mexico, and she selected a poem by Mexican-American poet and author Margarita Cota Cardenas.
I think when I read it and just knowing what is happening right now in our country with respect to immigration, it just spoke very loudly about the life of that people for many years between Mexico and the United States. You know, there used to be no border because many of the border towns were part of Mexico at one point. People have come and go back and forth for many generations. I think when I read it, it was just talking about what is happening and how the terrorizing of families and turning apart has become something very tragic in our country. I'm originally from Mexico, but now this is my home. And I still, people question why am I here and do I have a right to be here? And so what is about a sense of place? I love just reading poetry, and I like to do it in both languages. I think when I read a poem in Spanish, in the language that I grew up speaking, the language, there's words sometimes that I don't find a meaning, the same meaning in English. And I think they speak differently. When I came to this country, I was introduced to two amazing poets, Gloria Anzaldúa and Sherry Moraga. And what I love about their poetry is that their poems are in English and Spanish at the same time. Sherry Moraga or Gloria Anzaldúa will say a poem, and then she will say, aquí en la noche, we are all here together. And, you know, so it will go back and forth between English and Spanish with no translation. And I used a lot of her poetry in many of my classes. It was frustrating for students because they didn't understand the word in Spanish, but they understood the work in English. So it will force your mind to start, you know, going back and forth. And that's what I find. I have been living in this country for more than 30 years, and I find myself that sometimes when I'm speaking with my group of Spanish-speaking friends, we do that. We go back and forth in English and Spanish. I do that with my children. Mm-hmm. It's from a book called Marchitas de Mayo, Sones del Pueblo by Margarita Cota Cárdenas. And Margarita is, her parents are from, one is from Mexico and the other one is from New Mexico and the border. And so just talking about the border, and I don't know, when I picked it up, I look about all about identity, about, you know, the bilingual language. But this one spoke to me and it's called Chicano Nocturne. Cuando éramos niños, mi hermano y yo, when we were children, my little brother and I, there were no sirens going all night, all day, of firemen, of ambulance, of the police, terrorizing, frightening grown-ups, young people, and little brothers and sisters. There was only, in more than sufficient, the immigration patrol.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson, with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with a complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.